You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Research has revealed that cross-border trade is on the increase. The internet company Rediff has launched an e-commerce site for the Indian festival Raksha Bandhan, and Alibaba has launched an artificial intelligence that can analyze data, user behavior, and industry trends. Research by Apex has revealed that around half of its clients intend to engage in increased levels of global trade this year, up from 38%, who said they wanted to boost levels of global trade last year. Western Europe, Australia, and China were the most popular regions that businesses said they would be targeting, with business expansion and revenue growth being touted as key reasons for going overseas. For those businesses who said they would not be increasing global trade this year, currency volatility was given as the main reason for holding back. The Indian internet company Rediff has launched an e-commerce site for the Indian festival Raksha Bandhan. Raksha Bandhan is an annual Hindu festival celebrating love and duty between family members. The e-commerce site rakhi.rediff.com contains over 1.5 million products, including fruits and jewelry. Users can access the site both on desktop and mobile and buy products to be sent to family members. The site is available to users in India, the US, UK, and other countries. Users can send items both within India and to select foreign countries, including the US, UK, the United Arab Emirates, and Australia. Rediff is a major internet company that offers online content and e-commerce services. Around 20% of Indians online use the site. It's not the only website to have created an e-commerce site specifically for the Raksha Bandhan festival. Earlier this month, Facebook and the media agency Group M announced that they would be joining forces to launch a special e-commerce site for the festival as well. Alibaba has launched an artificial intelligence that can analyze data, user behavior, and industry trends on the Alibaba e-commerce platform. The artificial intelligence, named DTP AI, aims to compete with the likes of Amazon and Microsoft, which have also been developing their own cloud and AI systems. Eventually, DTP AI aims to be able to do complex tasks like identify an item of clothing from an uploaded photograph and take the user to that product's page on the e-commerce platform. Alibaba has seen its cloud computing revenues increase by a staggering 106% in the last quarter alone. Alibaba is one of the most popular e-commerce sites in China. The Russian search giant Yandex has updated its mobile analytics tool AppMetrica. AppMetrica now allows users to track their ad's performance, view usage analytics, and also see crash analytics. The platform also allows users to track users' age and gender, as well as track link parameter breakdowns. AppMetrica is free and works with iOS, Android, and Windows Phone apps. Yandex is the most popular search engine in Russia with a market share of around 60%, making it a key platform for advertisers targeting the country. And finally, over 1 billion people used Facebook on Monday, the first time so many people used the social network in a single day. Facebook reached 1 billion users in 2012, but this is the first time that so many people have logged in one day alone. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg said he expected to see the social network's growth continue, with focus being on regions with developing internet populations such as Africa, Latin America, and Asia. Facebook is the most popular social network in the world, with around 1.5 billion users from all over the globe. And that's all for today. Thanks for listening, and join me next time for more global marketing news. Goodbye.